The Delhi Dangal is now going on in full steam with both the BJP and the Aam Aadmi Party locking horns over Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's arrest. While the Aam Aadmi Party had called a ghirao of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's residence today, the BJP is taking out a mega march demanding Mr. Kejriwal's resignation, calling his work from jail plan a sham. Is that really a workable model? We are being joined now by Sanju Varma, National Spokesperson of the BJP, Akshay Marathe, National Spokesperson of Aam Aadmi Party, Aarti Jairath, Senior Journalist. Sanju Varma, I will take that question to her in just a bit. But Akshay Marathe, morally speaking, how ethical is it for any government to run from jail?
First of all, let me start off by saying that the entire country is today acknowledging that the BJP has scored a massive self-goal in arresting a popularly elected chief minister just 1 month before the election. You see, when tyrants and dictators take it a notch too far, there is a sense of discomfort even in their strongest supporters that is baar zyada ho gaya. BJP ne is baar zyada kar diya. And that is the message that even BJP supporters are coming to us and saying to us that I think my own party has committed a mistake. Arvind Kejriwal should not have been arrested. And look at how the universe works. The same day that he was arrested, the electoral bond data comes out and we find out that the South lobby kingpin of this alleged scam, Mr. Sarath Chandra Reddy, whose statement is used to arrest Mr. Arvind Kejriwal, is the same individual who gives the BJP 60 crore rupees right after he was arrested. So the people are making this link now. Thankfully for us, because of this entire episode being played out in the same time as electoral bond data has come out, the link between the Bharatiya Janata Party and Sharad Chandra Reddy has become open. How does this individual who stays in jail for 6 months without taking Arvind Kejriwal's name even once, he suddenly takes Arvind Kejriwal's name and then pays BJP 60 crore?
But you have not responded to my question, Akshay. I would bring in Sanju Varma, National Spokesperson of the BJP now.
Why have they taken 60 crore rupees from
Yes, she will respond to that specific point of electoral bonds, and then I bring in Aarti. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. Maria, I was listening to the, forgive my term, the rant against the Modi government by Akshay Marathe, who's normally very measured. I have this to say, bade beabru hokar tere kuche se hum nikle, bahut mere armaan nikle, lekin fir bhi kuch kam nikle. You sit here and you wax eloquent that, the Modi government is scared of Kejriwal, which is what Atishi Marlena has been saying for the longest time now, post Kejriwal's arrest. I want to just tell your viewers, Maria, that the BJP won with a 57% vote share, all the seven seats from Delhi in Lok Sabha 2019, with a strike rate of 100%. The Aam Aadmi Party did not win a single seat despite a 18% vote share. तो डरने का तो केजरीवाल से सवाल ही खड़ा नहीं होता. Even in Gujarat, we had a 53% vote share in the just concluded assembly elections a year back. Whereas the Aam Aadmi Party, despite all the false bravado, Modi ji ko sabak sikha denge, Kejriwal was reduced to 5 seats. So, the dar ka mahal ho gaya hai. Log khatre mein hai, democracy khatre mein hai, samvidhan khatre mein hai, ganatantra khatre mein hai. That is a whole lot of balderdash. Don't forget that the month was February and the year was 2002. Gujarat riots. For 20 years, 20 long, painful years, Narendra Modi was virtually hounded, maligned, guillotined by an entire cottage industry of journalists from the other side, an entire left-leaning cabal, so on and so forth, not to speak of the Congress. Did he once say that he is being hounded wrongfully? He said, I will face trial. I will go to every court. I will face the law of the land and let the law of the land take its course. He was finally redeemed in June 2022 when the Supreme Court said Narendra Modi is given an unconditional clean chit. There was no criminal conspiracy. The limited point I'm making is you can either believe the law of the land or you don't. You can't say when the Supreme Court passes a judgment castigating Anil Masi in the Chandigarh elections, you say, oh, the Supreme Court is doing great. It's kosher. But when the same Supreme Court sends a Manish Sisodia to prison, the same Supreme Court denies bail to Satinder Jain, the same Supreme Court denies bail to Sanjay Singh, you start crying and you start castigating the Supreme Court. I mean, aisa nahi chalega. This double dholkiness, this hypocrisy is not going to take you too far.
I'm glad
that loud and
Sanju
clear.
Verma and Akshay Marathe are speaking, not out shouting each other. They are speaking when their turn is coming. That's really healthy debate that's happening on this, on NDTV. But Aarti, coming to you, as an observer of politics, you know, because Mr. Kejriwal continues to hold that position of being the chief minister, how appropriate is it for him to continue governing Delhi from jail?
Look, Maria, obviously it is not just inappropriate, but it is also untenable. Because yes, governance means getting official files, it means holding cabinet meetings, it means calling officials for discussions. I mean, obviously you can't do that when you're in jail or you're in custody. I mean, clearly. I think this whole thing is a drama that has been created by Kejriwal to bait the BJP. And the BJP has, as usual, fallen into his trap and is creating a huge hue and cry about Arvind Kejriwal running the government from jail and he shouldn't be allowed to, he should step down. I mean, these two orders that he has supposedly passed, what are they? One was, telling, if these are true, one is telling Atishi that, look, people in Delhi are facing water and sewage problems, take care of them. The other was to the education minister, to the health minister, Saurabh Bhardwaj, that people should not suffer for lack of medicines at Mohalla clinics. These are not orders. These are just expressions of concern. But the BJP is making a big deal, going to court. So it's a political battle that is being fought.
Yes. It's but a in this war political battle...
Absolutely. It's a political battle. It's got
also bad optics because whatever said and done, people of Delhi did not really vote for a chief minister who would be behind bars and continuing to rule Delhi. That's also one question that I want to ask, Akshay Marathe. Akshay Marathe, you know, it's also that if the chief minister has done no wrong, then he will be granted bail. What is stopping Aam Aadmi Party from having someone in the interim to ensure that Mr. Kejriwal, when he returns, he'll take back the chief minister's role?
Maria, before I answer that question, let me remind your viewers, the BJP spokesperson was unable to answer why they took 60 crore rupees from the government approver on whose statement Arvind Kejriwal ji is in jail. Now, let me answer the question about how the government will run from jail. Arvind Kejriwal has not been accused of a scam. He is under suspicion. He is under remand. There is no charge sheet against him. There has been no court case against him. He has not been convicted so far. So tomorrow, if the BJP central government decided that a popularly elected chief minister, we cannot defeat him in an election, so we want to take him out by hook or by crook, they will start arresting chief ministers around the country. And they will say, chalo, humne arrest kar diya, now you must resign. That's not how the country can work. The country works through a democracy. People have given 55% of the vote in Delhi to Arvind Kejriwal in the assembly election. He's got 62 out of 70 seats in the assembly. Let the BJP fight him fair and square. Why do we say that BJP is scared of Arvind Kejriwal? We say that because they are scared of facing him in a fair and square election. 1 month before the election starts, Maria, they want to take him out of the election
campaign. I'm coming to you, ma'am.
Because they know that if Arvind Kejriwal, a bilingual Hindi and English speaking person, if he goes around the country and campaigns against the BJP's corruption and misgovernance, then they will not be even close to 270 seats. Forget 370 seats.
Okay.
That is why Arvind Kejriwal is the only person that Narendra Modi is scared of.
Why don't you respond to that specific point that has been made of 60 crores and then other charges?
I will answer that. I'm the last one to duck a question, though I think the Kejriwal regime needs to get its ducks in order. I have this to say. Yadi Modi ji Kejriwal se dar gaye, to Akshay Marathe aap Elvis Presley ho, Sanju Verma Taylor Swift hai, and Maria Shakil is Elizabeth Taylor. Unfortunately, that's not the case. Modi ji darne walon mein se nahi hai. Wo seena taan ke danke ki chot pe rajniti karte hain, that anyone who knows basic Indian politics is aware of. I will not talk about this Aurobindo Pharma Sarath Chandra Reddy apparently giving money, 55 or 65 crores, I don't care, because he was scared and thereafter he turned approver. These are the charges. Now, Akshay Marathe needs to know this, but more than that, your audience needs to know this very important thing, Maria. I've said this on a couple of debates. As per section 195 of the IPC, as per section 308 of the CRPC, and as per section 340 of the CRPC. even if you turn an approver in a criminal money laundering offense, you turn an approver and start singing like a canary, deposing in front of the government, there is no guarantee that your sentence will be commuted or reduced. That is point number one. You continue to face trial. Has Sarat Chandra Reddy, is the investigation against him, has that been suspended? Has that been derailed? Has that been disbanded? The answer is no. Now listen, Akshay, please, I did not heckle you. So the first point is the investigation against Sarat Chandra Reddy continues. My second point, if you are saying that because of being scared as a quid pro quo, Sarat Chandra Reddy gave money to the BJP, I want to ask a simple question. The two biggest donors, Santiago Martin's Future Gaming was raided in 2019-20 and then again in financial year 2021 by the Modi government. But Santiago Martin's Future Gaming has given the biggest amount of money to the DMK, the TMC and the Congress. There was an income tax raid against Mega Engineering and its three subsidiaries. But the biggest amount from Mega Engineering of 440 crores has gone to the Congress and not to the BJP. Why was Mega Engineering not scared? Why was Santiago Martin's Future Gaming not scared? Are you trying to tell me only Sarat Chandra Reddy got scared? Now my last point, which your audience needs to know, Maria. The BJP has not sent Kejriwal behind bars. Please understand, the Delhi court clearly refused to quash the summons against Arvind Kejriwal. The Delhi court clearly refused to stay Kejriwal's arrest. And there is the famous judgment of Vijay Madanlal Chaudhary. But 10 seconds. The famous judgment of Vijay Madanlal Chaudhary versus the Union of India in 2022 clearly says that even if a person is not mentioned in the charge sheet or FIR, if there is prima facie evidence to hold him, the investigative agencies can do so via Section 45 of the Money Laundering Act, which was introduced in 2002 and amended in 2005 by the Congress Party.
Okay. You have made your point.
Can I respond quickly on the PMLA Act?
30 seconds quickly, and then I'll give the last word to Aarti.
This Section 45 allows the BJP to arrest people without any evidence, and then they say the courts have not given them bail. What can the courts do? The law very clearly says they have. The law has been strengthened so that you can catch terrorists and narcotics suppliers. But the BJP doesn't care about terrorism and narcotics. They only want to dabao the opposition. And that's why I will not speak over you, madam. Don't behave like this.
You are not the enforcement director.
Okay, now, Aarti, now, please.
Okay.
Sanju Verma. Sanju Verma. Yes. Yes, Akshay, go ahead.
Stop playing the victim.
Yes.
The PMLA, people can Google this right now. Google if PMLA allows people to get bail or not. As simple as that. Yes. If they were booked under any other law, if they were booked by the CBI, if they were booked by the CRPC or any other law in this country, they would have gotten bail in 2 days. The enforcement directorate was made so strong. No, this is unfortunate that you are making me.
Sanju Verma, please. Sanju Verma, let him speak, please. Let him speak, please. Ma'am, please.
No, but I cannot allow him to say blatant lies.
Ma'am, you spoke, please.
Him a free run.
Please, let's have a very civilized debate. He was silent while you were making a point, so let's extend that courtesy, please.
He already got two interventions, and I got only 2 interventions, Maria.
Yes,
if you're giving him a third intervention,
You'll get another one, please. Yes, go ahead.
And then they say they're not scared of Arvind Kejriwal and Aam Aadmi Party. No, you know, they don't even want us to speak on television debates.
Please,
and then they think that people will believe them.
Akshay.
Okay. Let me at least make my point.
Yes.
She talked about Sarat Chandra Reddy and she said that the investigation has not stopped against him. But remember this, the moment he took Arvind Kejriwal's name, the ED did not object to his getting bail. He said he had a lower back pain.
Okay,
and
so you have
out on
faith
bail.
In
and
the judiciary. Then wait for judiciary to grant him bail. Because neither has the judiciary granted bail Sanjay Singh or the Deputy
bail.
Chief Minister. So let the law take its course. That's what you mean to say. Yes, quickly. Go ahead, Sanju Verma. 30 seconds.
Thank you.
Yes, 30 seconds to Sanju. Yes.
Yeah. Maria, in those 30 seconds, I will just say one thing. जब अमित शाह को 13 साल he had to face trial in the Sohrabuddin Sheikh murder case, he never said democracy खतरे में है. LK Advani was given redemption after 28 years in the Babri demolition case, he never said संविधान खतरे में है. Narendra Modi got a reprieve after 20 years in the Gujarat riots case, he never said democracy खतरे में है. Arvind Kejriwal should have taken the moral high ground. In fact, the ED is not draconian. Right after the third summons were not complied with, the ED had suo motu powers to arrest him, but the ED okay. chose to be patient.
Okay.
9 summons were defied by Arvind Kejriwal.
Last
one is okay, Kejriwal.
Arvind, the point being made by BJP here is that beat Mr. Narendra Modi or Amit Shah or LK Advani, senior leaders of the party have followed the law of the land, and then we saw the results. Then why shouldn't the opposition do the same? And why should they blame the agencies, talk about conspiracies, blame, you know, and talk about misuse of agencies?
Exactly.
Maria, I think times are quite different from then and now. As you know very well, in the last few years, we have seen more than 100 opposition leaders targeted by government investigative agencies, whereas we've hardly seen any BJP leaders targeted. Now, I'm not saying that there are no grounds for the investigations. There probably are. You know, maybe that's why the investigative agencies are going after them. All I'm saying is that they should be even-handed. If you are going after opposition leaders, you should also go after BJP leaders. In Karnataka, an entire assembly election was fought on 20% corruption, the 20% government, because it was taking a 20% cut on government contracts. There were plenty of allegations thrown around at that time. Not a single allegation has been picked up by the investigative agency to investigate and pursue. So, you know, it doesn't look even-handed.
All right.
Doesn't look like this.
All right. Sanjeev Verma, Akshay Marathe, and Aarti Jairath, really appreciate your time. Of course, I'm sure this is a topic which will continue to surface every now and then, because there are protests happening from both the sides.